Okay, here at Studio 6 Music in Whittam, and I'm joined by Stella at Cleveland. Hello, Stella.
Hello.
Hello. Well, thanks for coming down and playing a session for us today. Sounded absolutely brilliant. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm 15. I live in Ingatestone. I've been always interested in music. It's been something that I've always loved to do. I've been performing on stage and everything since about four.
Wow.
I've always been into dancing and stuff. So
when did you start playing the piano?
I probably started playing the piano when I was about six or seven.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you've had quite a few years of practice already. Yeah, that's great. Do you play any other instruments? Or?
No, but I have played the violin and the saxophone and the guitar a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah.
So you get a feel for... I mean, that's helped you obviously with songwriting in general, because what you've done today is you've come down, you've played some original compositions.
It does help in the studio as well, if I want to use those instruments, I kind of know my way around them a little bit. So
yeah, sure. How long have you been writing your own stuff?
Probably for about 4 years now. I started when I was about 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who was your inspiration? What made you think, I've really got to start being like him or being like her?
Well, at first, it was me and my sister. We were a duo together, actually. And we just started sitting down, having a little bit of fun on the piano. But now, at this stage, I think lyrically, my inspiration is Ed Sheeran. Even though he's quite mainstream, he does tell stories with his songs, okay. And that's kind of what I like to do as well.
Because musically, you don't sound like Ed Sheeran.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Lyrically,
but I always like to tell a story with my songs, so he does similar things as well, and his songs are amazing, so yeah, I always aspire to write like him.
Yeah, so. Okay. Any piano players that you listen to that you... I mean, I could list a thousand piano players. Is there anybody that you particularly like?
Well, for what I... Because I sing and play, there's quite a few... singers around at the moment who do sing and play. So there's people like John Legend, and he uses kind of like jazz kind of thing, jazz chords as well, and I found that really interesting, and I love the way he plays, so he's probably one of my favorite pianists. Okay. He sings as well.
Okay, how many songs have you written, would you say?
In my book I have 25.
Okay,
so good.
That's good ones. Yeah, so you don't count the bad ones. Okay.
Yeah.
otherwise it might be 200 or 300, something like that. Now you've actually done two sessions with Studio 6 Music here. Firstly, for the Sound of Essex CD, which has been just about to be released now. Tell us about that. Which song did you pick for that?
I picked Under the Starlight. It's probably one of my favorite songs I've written. It's got quite a catchy chorus. And the production, I really, really like the production, so we decided to use that one. So,
okay, great. And you did four more songs today, so
yes.
I'm going to quiz you now and see if you can remember which ones you played in order.
I played, the first one I played was Consequence of Affection. The second one was called Not Guilty. The third one was called Party Murder Scene. And the fourth one was Under the Starlight, which was featured on the album.
Again, yeah. So why did you choose those songs?
They're probably... the songs that I like most, and I think, and they were quite diverse, they were quite different from each other. I didn't want them to be like samey, because that's a bit boring, and it kind of shows the variety of what I write. So that's probably why I chose those.
Are they all telling a story? You've got four different stories in them.
Yeah, definitely.
I would have asked which one was your favourite, but I know it's like asking a mother what their favourite child is, that
exactly.
kind of thing. Okay, so these aren't the first recordings you've done, because you've recorded some songs before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been recording for about 2 to 3 years now. I was with the previous recording studio, but now I've been with Studio 6 for about 6 months. So some of my best material has been here. It's really, really good.
It's great. And you've released some of the recordings you've done as well, haven't you?
I've got an EP out on Spotify, iTunes, things like that, with 5 songs of my own.
Is it physical as well? Can people buy it?
No, it's just online streaming and stuff. And I've got a few songs on YouTube as well from quite a long time ago. So YouTube is also quite a platform I use to release some of my songs.
Some of your songs have been doing quite well on YouTube, haven't they?
Yes. The favourite one is called Whiskey and Wine, and that's had quite a lot of views. It's everyone's favourite at my school, and so it seems quite popular.
Excellent. Okay, so what are your future plans? I mean, are you going to obviously carry on writing and recording? Mm-hmm. Have you got live performances lined up as well?
Not as I know yet, but I want to try and get into music college next year. And thinking further on, I'd love to just be a songwriter and write for other artists, because songwriting is my main kind of my what I want to do, but I might release some of my own songs, but what I'm trying to focus on now is to write for others. So yeah.
Okay, so if people want to hear more, they've obviously heard today some of the songs that you've played. If they want to hear more of the stuff you've done, they can go to Spotify, of course, type you in. Have you got a website or anything like that?
No, I don't, but I'm always going to be uploading on YouTube. I'm going to try and upload more often now. Some of my own material, covers, just relaxed ones in my house. I've got a camera at home and I'm just going to try upload more often there, because people are always asking, oh, when's your next song out and stuff. So that's a really easy way to just... You know,
is that the go-to place, YouTube? Because some people like Facebook, some like Twitter and Instagram, but YouTube is the starting point for you.
Yeah, for my generation, like this generation that I'm in, like YouTube is one of the biggest platforms to use, because obviously it's free, it's really accessible, and so many people watch it. So
that's great, Stella. Thanks very much for coming down to Studio 6 Music and recording a session for Phoenix FM today. Really looking forward to hearing what you're up to in the future. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.